What about the Hammond City Council meeting voted for April 11th, 2023 at Hammond No. 1, all rise at the pledge. The pledge of allegiance to the
United States of America, to the Republic of the United States, one nation, one of God, indivisible, with justice for all.
Everyone? So we'll open up for public comments. If anybody is not on the agenda, we'll come up on the hot seat. And we'll do this thing. We need them.
Yes.
Okay, we move on to public comments and to agenda review. If there's no change to the agenda before the motion to approve as written.
Make a motion to approve as written.
Second. Second to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Yes. We approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Councilmember Weber, aye.
We're up.
Yeah,
we're up.
Hi, my name is Jim Winkles with Vivid Homes. And we are on the agenda to ask for a variance approval, hardship variance approval for a home owned by Mark Martinson in town. And his home was damaged by snow and then the rain in February that caused his roof to collapse. And we subsequently met his insurance company, structural engineer. And they have deemed that the home is a total loss. So it's hit its policy limit. So it's not considered able to be repaired. And so Mark and I have been working with this insurance company, and they recommended that because the lot is a good sized lot, but because the home sits really close to or on the sidewalk and close to the bar next door, that for us to rebuild it, and it's a partial basement, that we're better off digging up the whole thing, starting fresh. That would then, they would allow us then to turn the home at a 90-degree angle where it is now. So it actually face properly the way every other home faces. And they wanted us to come before you and get that approval, like a letter from you saying that you would approve a variance to allow us to turn the home. What we're proposing, so we're drawing a new home. We would remove the existing home, excavate the basement, the old concrete foundation, get rid of all the house. We'd also propose to remove the existing garage, which is really close to the alley over there, and then put a new home in the middle of it, essentially. And that's probably what you see in front of you, maybe a drawing, essentially. We know that there's some setbacks that aren't met normally. So we've, Tim in my office has worked a lot with Jeremy and I to draw a home plan that would best fit the lot. And we've kind of oversized the home. So if we get approved here and need to shrink it, we're asking for the maximum size it would be. Given that we want as much from the back right corner and the front of the home, so it's kind of located the best with the lot itself. And in doing that, we would have the insurance company's approval to rebuild it from the ground up as a brand new home for Mark.
I'm reading this drawing correctly. So when we have a battery test, it's closest to the bar.
Correct. Yep. The two bedrooms and left.
Also, any questions or staff of them?
Well, just, you know, kind of the key points is usually, you know, in order to get granted variance, you've got to show the hardship. But I think it is hard. You know, I'm considering the circumstances that we have. And I ran it past our planner, he has no issues. I don't see any issues with there. Also, if you look in the area, we have several homes that don't meet setbacks either. within that radius too. So I don't foresee any issues. It's just a formality running through doing the. I think the first thing we have to do is get that survey.
Yes.
I mean, as a person, we have to do, you know, we can get that done before our next meeting. So we know exactly what the variants are going to be coming out. Because I have to file that with Alan. So it goes with his deed.
Okay.
So then we sell the property, it's there. So we want to make sure we get that done too. There's no issues down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the big thing right now is just so that we, unless Congress has any objections, we set a public hearing for the variance for our May 9th meeting. And in the meantime, then I think we just need to get that survey done. So we can know exactly the dimensions of the lot and what we need for setbacks.
Okay. If it's okay with you, in that same, since we have some time, then we'll order the survey and then we'll take our proposed drawing to our draftsman and we'll draw the actual home on here versus just the 3D view we have now. So we know exactly, because we think it may shrink a little bit. Bedrooms are kind of oversized here, but we wanted to get a start. And so we'll use that time wisely, get the survey, get the plans drawn up. So on the May 9th, we actually would come to you with a full set of plans.
I mean, I don't know what your comfort level is, but I think you probably just start the demo process.
Mm-hmm. We've got the approval from the insurance company already. So if that's okay, we would do that. I'm not saying anything, right?
I every time I go home, one for tear out. I took the garden hose off outside wall.
Did you really? Yeah. When I was warm, you could probably
bring it off. And all the dirt. I don't think there's anything left in here.
Okay. We'll go through anyway again, but Tim has something to add.
Ask for a fence or what has happened with the hole in the meantime.
Oh, okay. So when excavation happens, we dig out the old concrete foundation. What type of safety measures do you want us to?
Let me check with our building inspector, with inspector, and see what they say, what they would require.
Okay. Because we would likely, they would probably excavate it and leave it, leave the hole there, maybe an orange fence around it, perhaps, given that we have a time frame to meet to put a new one. So it's not safety. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Would that be safe for just an orange fence?
Well, we could. I'm thinking that we're going to need a, if, you know, there's two ways we can do this. We can excavate the hole and angle it down so it isn't a drop off into a hole. Or we can try to get a rental chain link fence that's 6 foot. Or whatever, I think they're about 6 foot, so somebody can't just jump over it easily for public safety.
Here's that.
So are you guys going to be demoing it? We're going to be demoing it for the process. Are you going to demo it and then dig out the existing foundation that's there?
Yeah.
And come back and dig out the new foundation after?
Right. Correct. So we thought the new foundation dirt would fill in that.
Right.
Because we can make that a short time span. Yep. We dig out the foundation and put the foundation in. So.
Yeah, I see them. They're very lined up.
No, anyways, switching the house, putting it more central, that it would look nicer.
They look really nice.
Get it away from the bar, get that garage off the alley too.
Yep. Right.
I mean, just
you want to be further away from the neighbor's house too, and the bar. So theoretically,
it's going to be on the sidewalk too,
right?
Versus almost on the sidewalk.
It's on the sidewalk.
No, we should be all right.
We just will have to watch that if they demo that garage too, then maybe I have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We probably likely would haul that material away right away, right? The whole garage.
Okay.
And there's only, it's a floating slab, so we'd probably get rid of that slab right away. And that area would be probably graded because it's not going to have anything else dug around it. We'd probably grade that so that wouldn't be a hazard right there.
Right.
Survey going, get that drawing like you said, and if you want to start a demo process, I'll let me know. I'll get the model permit for demo,
okay?
And then I'll check on the fence requirement,
okay?
I think just vote council to make a motion to hold a public hearing for the variance request for maybe 9 minutes on the clock.
I make a motion to hold a public meeting for the variance request on May 9th.
Motion second to hold a public hearing for variance request for you, Henrietta, on May 9th, 7:05, including discussion.
Council member Weber, aye.
Council Tracy, aye. Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any questions, Mark? All right.
Yep.
Can you get the questions off?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Chase, all right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Move on then to the city. All right.
So,
Bayard, Jason are working with Eddie's and getting the back prices for the replacement of the hydrants. But right now, we're looking at probably about 46,000, no matter what you do. Even just replacing the hydrant top of the hydrants to be 46 grand,
per hydrant.
Yeah, because a hydrant alone can be sort of back by the top. So we're looking at about 4 to 6 grand. So they're going to get some estimates for pennies. But in the meantime, do we want to look at least getting that one on Brad Street there added? Want me to give me to go ahead and talk with the city engineer and put something?
I better. Think so.
On the street there, the free project.
Yeah.
It's not let's sell.
Yeah, there.
Good. Any questions? Move on then to defensive behavior.
So this is something we try to do every time we get a change over in council. We just have the attorney come in, just do some basic trainings of using those. So what I have that scheduled for is May 1st at 6:30. Hoping that works with everybody. It's hard to do it when it's us and all required, but May 1st at 6:30 theme will be the day that works. So close will be together. Then I'll post it at a special meeting. Sounds good. Well, I guess we have a motion to hold a special meeting for the events of behavior training May 1st at 6:30 just to be safe.
And a motion for May 1st, 6:30 for a sort of behavior training.
Sorry. We move in second to hold a special meeting for custom behavior training on May 1st at 6:30 p.m. And for the discussion. All.
Council Popper, aye.
Council Paulding, aye.
Council Member Weber, aye.
Council Tracy, aye. Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. On the agenda is the Xcel Energy Transmission Line.
Okay. So we met with Xcel, and basically what it is an end-of-life rebuild that they're doing. So it's 40 to 60 years old. That's kind of their frame. Are they going to be rebuilding that whole line? When they do that, there shouldn't be any service interruption. When they get to Hamburg, it shouldn't take more than a month, is what they figured. You know what I mean? It's a notional increase of about 10 to 15 feet in the wood poles. So they like it to be up a little higher. And then I asked them to do more than just a 15 foot 30 years of, providing a notice. But I said also we would have them to Yes, so there shouldn't be any service interruption, but they will get another match from them depending on where you exactly. sorry, it's not in color. But yeah, that's about it. That's not coming to next year, so I'll start spring of 24 and hopefully cause any discussions.
Any questions? Okay.
Y'all got the email that about Thursday. The old member. But basically, what we're looking at is about 15 dates for the year. The last contract we did was 265 per spring, and it So typically what we've done is 3 year. So just looking for motion, if you want to just do my down season for 2023 through not to exceed 3% increase over.
I would lock it in. Nothing's getting cheaper. I make a motion to have the Clark Environmental Mosquito Management Program for the 2023-2024 season. 25.
Second. Moving seconded to approve the Clark Environmental Mosquito Management Program for 2023 through 2025. Any further discussion? All right. Councilman Popper.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Everyone. Aye. All opposed.
And did some research. So for that fence, my thought process is to do, you know, how you live that would be used correctly. Durable, maintenance free, and once it's one more spending. Once it's off, we can build it where it's there and it's good. I mean, we looked at them. Jason went down and looked at them concrete blocks.
Let's just bear in mind you're right.
Yeah, I think if you build and you do that, because I've seen a lot of people doing that without using the deck for the fence. Anyways, the maintenance free and have a 30-year warranty.
One of the poles and crosswinds.
Yeah.
Because everything piles snow there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think standard 4x4, but Jason would talk maybe about 6x6.
Right.
Yeah, always tell
it. Overbuild it.
Just, you know, stay.
Right. Jason told me he talked to the Kiffins, but they're talking 6x6 and 4 feet.
Yeah.
But it's going to be stones.
And then the other question was 4 or 6 feet?
Six.
Six.
Yeah. Six. The kind of inside the thing. And then what we would do is we keep it 3 to 4 feet off, you know, around there.
Right.
Obviously,
right.
And then the other thought was there, you know, it goes downhill. The thought was just to do it for the top part of the hill. Yeah. I don't know if we don't want to do it all right down.
No.
I'm taking the top, right? 45 feet or whatever.
Okay.
Well, then that's what I've been just already working on it. So.
I talked to Jason yesterday about this, and I'm not, this isn't going to only die under the 6 feet. He said 4 feet before it's perfect. And he said the lengths that they come in, he said the tracks will go over there. And he wasn't sure what that 2 feet is going to get us.
The tracks, it's bending, you know,
but again, it's not going to be us. But he was just saying, because he knows, I don't know, but he knows what the, he said it comes in, and he said 20-foot lengths, and he said it'd be something about less scrap. But I don't remember, he had logical reasoning.
Yeah, he was trying to maximize.
Right. But he was just saying something with the length that Trex comes in, he said 4 foot, there'd be no scrap. He said 6 foot, there would be scrap, not a ton, but he said, and he was just like, what's 2 feet going to get us?
I think a lot of we're trying to see, People are going to trouble.
Yeah.
I just rather just have it the max and just be done with it. Just wipe the bullet and be 6 foot and
okay.
Did Kip give a bid yet?
No.
Oh. Maybe have him bid the 4 foot and 6 foot and see if yeah, it's that huge of a difference, but
right.
I still see it. I mean, that's astronomically different than that. That's mine.
Yeah, and I'm clear, so it's not a normal way to die. I'm just throwing all the rails.
And are those going to be all part of
the tracks?
Yeah,
I'm guessing that would be. But yeah, well, that was going to put up. But I mean, usually put like a 16 penny between or something and just give them almost like decking, really.
Right.
Gives them a small payout, right? I don't think they're going to have a quiet gap.
No, I think they just do the. At least my thought would be to do like a deck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're getting like 3 bars per 20 foot versus 4 bars per 20 foot.
There, yeah. So, I mean, it may
be in the cost 2 feet over 45.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if that doesn't mean with the 6x6.
I definitely go with 6x6s.
Yeah, yeah. Every speed of it, because I was nervous about snow coming in.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, and I did say, you know, we want to create great. Right?
Yeah,
yes,
it's gotta be
perfect.
Yeah,
I'd rather have it. Same, yeah. Yeah. Violence grounds. Yeah, I get a bit of versus both one, and then we can compare.
Just, I believe the concept of doing it, so I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Was with those bits and. Yep. Part-time seasonal help for the mowing.
Okay, so we've got about 4 applications out. I've got 2 in. So I think what I'll do is probably go for a couple more weeks.
Say that would have been on the at least last week.
Yeah, so then we can have a meeting, please see meeting on 4, and then hopefully once someone at the meeting can drive. So starting it. Nice thing is got a good mix of retired kids and then afterward people, but I think. Ultimately, you know, I'll take what I can get, but ultimately, it'd be nice to have someone that's retired or,
Okay.
Moving on then to new business, the state of Minnesota Joint Powers Agreement. Hopefully, we that.
Yes, so basically, what it is, it allows basically who access that our prosecutor to access the state of Minnesota's website for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. So that way they can check records and do background checks and all that stuff. So it's an agreement now that for 5 years they want us to do, giving them the rights to be able to do that access to the system. That's thumbs up for the 2018.
Also, any questions? Otherwise, I'd like the motion to approve resolution number 2024.
Also, Tracy made a motion to approve resolution number 2024.
Councilmember Weber, second.
The move and second to approve resolution number 2023-4. Any further discussion? All good. Councilmember Popper.
Councilmember Posey, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilmember Tracy, aye.
Governor Runda, aye. All opposed. Passes. Saying approval of on-sale, off-sale, special city liquor license, and or legal and all Auditville LLC.
Yeah, so we got a change in order to get once the liquor license is approved. So the bar will now be Noel by the road. And so what I recommend to council to approve the on-sale, off-sale, special Sunday liquor licenses for the time approved from the state till June 30th. So we've done the background check, now it's just running it through. Hopefully, if you get back tomorrow, you check with them today, they said they mailed it out Friday. But if you get back Friday, you will send it in to the state. Then once they approve it, then I will issue the license to the bar.
And that's only going to June
30th. Yeah, because that's the cycle. Let me do the renewal on July 1 to 30.
Okay. Yeah, the state runs on a budgetary cycle here, July 1st to June 30th. So,
Councilman Tracy will make a motion to approve the on off sale special Sunday liquor license for Noel's Bar and Grill from approval to June 30th.
There's second.
And second to approve the on sale outside, especially Sunday liquor licenses for Noel Bar and Grill LLC for on approval since June 30th. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye. And aye, all opposed. On then to the staff reports. So many reviews. See our street project. I've done it on my way.
Yes.
Yep. All great grand.
All that
for about 3 days.
Yeah, and mine ran terrible right away.
Weird.
I spoke really weird. We had one or two that had issues. They left five during this time. Mm-hmm. And then other groups final clear because they checked with you and a few others. And, yeah. But it should work its way out.
Yeah, so, okay. It's gone now.
Yeah, let me know. It's like a little bit of a plug.
Yeah, other than that, no, I didn't.
Your iron level should be up then.
Nothing.
I will, we'll be trying to work to get a newsletter out this week. As usual, with the training we're going to be given on Monday the 1st, it'll make us a time to get it on this week. Through here.
Good.
Go into the training process and update on our pedophile. That pedophile is in rehab treatment or something along that line, so it's no longer in incarceration, but is under supervision. We will probably most likely not see that person back in town for, well, 5 days. But when the person is able to come back to town, I was told that they will notify the sheriff, and then we may have another public event, or we'll just teach them another day on such a side of the house to be occupied there. So I think his parents are still coming over from time to time to make sure things are well set. That's the latest. Other than that, that's all I have. Oh, last thing. The feedback I got for the garage sales, we're going to keep them in June. Okay. Which is good. I mean, that was fine. Good feedback. So, a lot of the reasons vary from the fact that it's kids are back in school at that time. It's going to be colder. People don't really want to go out in the garage sale at the end of summer.
Well, they always have a garage sale too here in the
building. That's all I have.
Ultimate Tracy, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
And move and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilmember
Weber.
Councilmember Weber.
Ultimate Tracy, aye.
I opposed under the council, grade 11, 2023, and adjourned to 1930.